free. Nobody writes them like they used to, so it might as well be me. You're on my own now after hours. You're on my own now on a bus. Think of it this way, you could easily be successful. You may get to know these birds by sound as much as sight. On a still winter afternoon, walking the shore of Puget or Long Island Sound, you'll hear them coming low across the water. Golden eyes, also known as whistlers, their wings sibilant, making the sound, as Ernest Hemingway wrote, of ripping silk. You're likely to see their piercing golden eyes and the striking domino black and white of the male's plumage as you board a ferry or travel by boat along the shore. Sometimes in squadrons, they dive for crustaceans and mollusks. Autumn brings both species of golden eyes, common and barrows.
You'll know the male Barrows by the half moon of white between its brilliant yellow eye and short bill. Enjoy them now while you can. In spring, golden eyes will be gone, returning to the boreal forests of Canada and Alaska to breed and hatch their young in the cavities of trees. And you'll have to wait until next November to hear again the music of their wings. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Obviously, you know that I love Bird Note because I play at least one Bird Note every week on typically Tuesdays, but I have to say as well, a few days ago, I did see a common goldeneye at a local park, and it was incredible. It was my first time seeing this species. It was like a family of three. It was one male and two female. I guess one of them was the kid. Yeah, because I think one of them was a smaller one and appeared to be a juvenile. Anyways, it was so exciting. I didn't even know that, like, they make appearances in autumn. And now I know. And now I'm going to be anticipating the next time when I see them. Go to your local natural body of water and try to spot a common goldeneye. I promise you, it is so cool. They look really creepy because their eyes are very, very striking. But they have beautiful plumage, and they're just chill little guys, ungendered, obviously. Go bird watching, go bird watching. Anyways, welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. You just heard "Get Me Away From Here, I'm Dying" by Belle and Sebastian, as covered by Julian Baker, Calvin Lauber, Soak, and Quinn Christofferson. For Transa, before that you heard "Why Do We Do This?", the newest from Best Friend. Hope you liked those. Do you have a chance to read up on the chronology of this, like, New Jeans leaving their company thing? I sure hope so, because now I'm going to get into just my thoughts. And I realize I probably spent like 15 minutes talking about the background. Not time well spent. But anyways, this is kind of an interesting turn, because I guess to some degree I would have expected it, because the way that the members of New Jeans, they go so hard for their creative director Min Heejin. And also the fact that they even took it up all the way to the National Assembly of South Korea to, like, talk to legislators about, like, their mistreatment is wild. During that legitimate political filibuster-esque thing, lawmakers essentially said, like, well, you know, idols are, we can't really consider them workers because they're kind of like a different type of asset for this country, which is wild, because the person who made the speech was the one member of New Jeans who is not even ethnically Korean. It was Hani, who is Vietnamese Australian. So it was like, okay, where do we go from here in terms of the labor aspect of actually treating these performers, not just New Jeans, but legitimately every single idol of this industry? How do we go about making sure that they have, you know, actual rights? Because if you are a listener of Typically Tuesdays, and you kind of have maybe an ear or an idols at all in any way, even if you don't, Maybe you have some inkling. Okay, I'm gonna stop making assumptions. I'm just gonna lay it out on the table. Idols don't really have worker protections. They don't really have, like, worker rights, which is wild and awful. And this is not a new issue. Even before I became, like, a little idol fan in my preteenhood, there were already performers of these industries who were taking their companies to court and being like, hey, you're not paying me. Hey, you're not treating me in the way that I deserve to be treated because you're making all of your money off of me and my efforts, and you are putting me into debt, or you are mistreating me, you are harassing me, you are not protecting me. And this is not new, and it is also, unfortunately, an extremely, extremely common occurrence in this industry. I think to really understand like idols in general, but to also effectively participate in discussions and in fandom and stuff like that, we really also have to understand that so much of the existence around the idol industrial complex is centered on the fact that there are just like not a whole lot of like workers' rights that idols can actually access, and it impacts so much of all of the other things that idols experience in their lives as performers. From the moment they are brought in to become trainees to way, way, way after they debut, it's in every single aspect of their existence as performers. I mean, really recently, you know, just while this whole thing with NewJeans is happening, there's a group also who were produced by HYBE, Frommis, who I believe like terminated all their contracts because their contracts had ended. But for years leading up to this moment, there was a lot of like speculation about whether or not the 9 members of this group had actually been properly compensated by their companies. And they've been through a few different companies. I believe Frommis debuted 7 or 8 years ago. So, and they've been a pretty successful group. Imagine all of the money that they're actually owed if it's true that they haven't been paid. Just around this time as well, a scandal has broken out about a newer group who has a member who is a minor, who has unfortunately, and even worse, actually, this is not an uncommon occurrence, but she has been experiencing assault and harassment at the hands of her much older male producer. These allegations about not being compensated properly, and also, you know, allegations around actual sexual violence that happens in the workplace against even minors, these are not taken as seriously, partly because, you know, one, the performers are women, but also two, because fundamentally, they're not considered workers. They're not considered people who have labor rights. And so one of the things that I'm worried kind of about is, as we watch what is going to unfold with NewJeans, them leaving their company and their fight to maintain the NewJeans brand and name and all of that, because that's one of their intentions. They want to keep the name and brand called NewJeans. We have to remember that, one, there are a number of members in NewJeans who are at this point still minors, and two, we can't delude ourselves in thinking that this whole thing happened because of a battle of egos. Fundamentally, it's not just about Min Heejin, who I admittedly don't really like, and also HYBE, who also I obviously don't really like. Fundamentally, we have to question also, like, why are these young performers, these young female performers, gunning so hard to protect their creative director, who is a millionaire in her own right already, and who has also been in the hot seat of controversy time and time again beyond just this whole, like, allegations thing. If it's really true, as I mentioned before, that Min Hee-jin has openly fat-shamed and body-shamed the actual members of NewJeans and has dismissed allegations of sexual harassment by her female staff on male staff, we really also have to question, okay, the power dynamics at play here, not just within NewJeans and HYBE, but also NewJeans and their creative director, and NewJeans in the entire industry in itself. I wish them nothing but luck. I hope whatever outcome happens, it leaves them in a better place and with greater success. But it makes me wonder, it makes me worried in some ways. What's going on with NewJeans? And what's going to happen to them in the future? I will definitely be keeping my eye on it and be sharing more thoughts as things unfold. For now, let's listen to some more music. Here is a new track from Paida. This is really cool. It's kind of like edgy. It's a little bit sensual, actually, also. Kind of different from what I expect from Paida, but a very welcomed take. TM2YL. Yeah, get into it.
No, no.
Thank you for tuning in today on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are hitting the top of the hour, so I'm going to keep it really short because I want you to listen to the entirety of the last song. And this is why I picked it. I've been watching the Slam Dunk anime, and I freaking love this song. I've heard this song time and time again before watching the entirety of the anime, and I know the emotional part. Please, just let him play basketball. Anyways, this song makes me really emotional, and I love it, and I, like, belt it out all the time for fun. This is Sekai ga Owaru Made wa by Wands, and that's it. That's it. I hope you enjoy, and my name is Leslie. I'll catch you very soon again on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 CJSF.